No, that when there's a parasha of moizah b'miksav, that you only chayiv if you admit to half, and you chayiv for half, it's talking about a milvah. Because the parasha, even though it's talking about pikadin, it does not mean by pikadin. It's called iruv parashas cost of kan. The psukim are like mixed up. The chik said when the pasuk says ki hu zeh al milvah hu zeh, it's only by milvah. When I come and say you owe me money, so the lacha is if you're a kaifa bakil, you're potter. If you're moizah b'mikseh, if I say you owe me 100 and you admit you owe me 50, then you have to swear. But by your pikadin, it could be if I say you have my pikadin, I gave you my shirt to watch, and you're a kaifa, you have to swear right away. Even without a moizah b'mikseh, you have to swear. When the pasuk says ki hu zeh, that you only have to swear when you're a moizah b'mikseh, it's talking about by milvah. Now, what's the reason? Umay shino milvah. What's the reason why by milvah we say that kaifer hakel does not have to swear only when you're a moizah b'mikseh? The svar is kidarabo. The yomar rabo nifnema omru toira. Moizah b'mikseh atayni yishava. How come the Torah says you only have to swear when you're a moizah b'mikseh? But if you're kaifer bakel, you're potter from a shavua. What's the reason? Because chazaka einod meyis ponim afnei bal chayvoi. The chazaka person doesn't lie in front of the person that lent him money. In other words, if I say that I lent you $100 and you're a kaifa bakel, you deny the whole thing, we believe you. You don't have to swear. Because it was really true that I really lent you the money, it's the chazaka person can't lie in front of the person that did you a favor. That's called chazaka einod meyis ponim. A person can't have such chutzpah, such as a spawn of to lie in front of, like if you really lent me the money, I couldn't lie and say no. So therefore, kaifer hakel is potem in ashvur midiraisa. That's why if I say no, you gave me nothing, I don't have to swear. Now, v'hai b'kula boy de nichbere. Now, even by moizah b'miksas, why do you have to swear? Because really the person wanted to be kaifer hakel. No. V'hai b'kula boy de nichbere. V'hai de le kofre, why wasn't he kaifer hakel? Because the person can't be meyis. That's why we believe him a kaifer hakel. Now, by moizah b'miksas, uvekula boy deloidele. In a case where the person agrees to $50, just the second 50 says, I don't know you. Now, really, he should have admitted to the whole $100 that he owes it to you. Behind the kofre le deniksas, how come he's denying $50? Again, I come and say, you owe me $100. You answer back and say, $50 I lent, I agree. But the second 50 I didn't take. Why? Why is he denying the second 50? Sovereign thinks, if I'll admit right now that I have to pay you the $100, you're going to come right now to collect the $100 from me. And I don't have the money on hand right now. Therefore, I'm a little bit more ahead and I'll tell myself, Ishtamet li mihu hashta. Let me try and avoid you now. Ishtamet li, I'll run away from you like. I'll be mishtamet from you right now. Adehevel le zuzi, until I'll have money. Uferano, and then I'll pay you up. In other words, really, I know that I owe you the $100. Just right now, I don't have $100, I only have $50 right now. So if I'm admitting to you that I owe you $50, the second 50, I'm not really lying about it, I feel. I just feel I want to push off, get more time to pay it back to you. That's why, for this, he has chutzpah to only admit to 50%. Therefore, Hilkach, Rami Rachman Yishvu Aleihu. Therefore, the Torah says, nothing doing, you can't push off. You have to swear if you owe the second 50 or not. Ki hechi delay delay bekulei. Because usually a person would be afraid to lie or to swear false. Therefore, once you have to swear about it, you'll think twice. And you'll admit that you really owe the $100. That's why the Torah says a svara that a moizah b'miksas has to swear, but a kaifa bakel is potter. Now, the gabe milvah, the svara only applies by milvah, by a loan of money. Who the yikulamei mahochi? Only by a loan of money, here do I say that a person will not be a kaifa bakel. Einod the meyis ponim of mei balchoivoin, because the balchoivoin did you a favor. Therefore, we say when you kaifa bakel, you're potter, you don't have to swear. Only when you're a moizah b'miksas. Avagabe pikodin. But in the case like before, by turning time of Ghana, by pikodin, in the case where I gave you my shore, my ox to watch, and I ask it back, and you say it was stolen from you, and you swear to it, and there you have to swear, even by kaifa akil. Why? Because the mayas are mayas. By a tikkun, you're not afraid to lie. Rashi says, "Meyaz and meyaz." Hilkach afilu kofa bekunga rami rachmanis shvulei, because the person didn't do you any favor, so you're not afraid to lie in front of him. Only by a milva where the person did you a favor, he lent you money, there if the chazak, a person won't lie. So if you say kaifer akayom, we believe you, yipoter. But by tikkun, I gave you my shirt to watch, so I didn't do you any favor. Adrav, you're doing me the favor. So when you say now that you never received it or it was stolen from you, we have to be afraid maybe you're lying and maybe really you have it. Therefore, even by kofa bakel, you have to make a shrua. That was his first halacha, that toyim time is gone to pikodim, yichayiv a shrua even without a moedra mikzah. Right. Toni Romi bachoma, arbo shoimrim.